With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Very heavy rain, strong winds bashing parts of Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovac.
Really strong southwesterly flow is going to be impacting the coastal areas. So it looks like it's going to be a multi-day event with very heavy rainfall over several days. And when it's all done, it looks like the rainfall totals, especially across northwestern California, are probably going to be in excess of a foot.
And he adds the atmospheric river will cause problems.
It's not going to be falling across very populated areas, but still there's going to be the potential for rock and mudslides. And debris flows, and also some very serious flooding issues.
On the other side of the country, New York City issuing its first drought warning in 22 years, pausing major repairs in its main water aqueduct out of concern for the lack of rainfall. Dry conditions across the Northeast being blamed for hundreds of brush fires. Also at srnnews.com, an unmanned helicopter startup is seeking to eliminate risk for pilots in a number of dangerous flights. Correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Rotor Technologies built two pilotless helicopters in New Hampshire. It's been testing. CEO Hector Hsu says they're game changers.
The most urgent need for our helicopters today are places where there are lots of fatalities already. And that's agriculture, that's aerial firefighting, that's offshore transport.
According to the NTSB, there were 81 fatal agriculture flights between 2001 and 2010. He says the autonomous helicopters offer the same payload and capabilities of manned aircraft by putting their AI into a full-scale helicopter. The Spray Hawk comes with a $1 million price tag. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on where we come from.
According to the latest Gallup poll on the topic, 37% of adults believe that God created man in his present form. 34% think that humans evolved from lower life forms, but that God guided the process. And 24% say that people evolved and God had nothing to do with it. That 37% of Americans who believe in Genesis is the smallest percentage in more than 40 years of polling. The percentage that think God was not involved is the highest in 40 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Around the nation, advocates for Christian education finding ways to help religious schools qualify for state funds. Now, the practice could expand as backers of school choice have an ally in Donald Trump. One new approach has emerged in Ohio. The state has put part of its budget surplus toward nearly $5 million in construction projects. This is SRN News. United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran has defied international demands to rein in its nuclear program and has increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Here's Charles de la Desma with more on that story.
The IAEA says as of October 26, Iran has nearly 402 pounds of uranium enriched up to 60%, an increase of one-tenth since the last report in August. The IAEA also estimates in its quarterly report Iran's overall stockpile stands at over 14,500 pounds, a further substantial increase. Uranium enriched at 60% purity is just a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. I'm Charles DeLazesma.
Wall Street Tuesday, a day of mixed trading. More details at srnnews.com.